This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry's out, Nick's in, Tyler filling in for Nick. Appreciate you as we get on through the final hour of the show that starts now on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Lots as we can uncover everything that's going on with the coronavirus. Obviously, it's the number one story. It's the only story across the world and across the country, sports and otherwise. You still have idiots out there. You've got the New York Post posting an article that a passenger on one of the subway trains licks their fingers, rubs them on the train pole in front of everybody, and is very proud of themselves. And you're like, really?
God.
You can only hurt yourself at this point.
God, that person needs to get punched in the face.
If not more. But if you're on that train and you see this dude do this and he is that flippant about it, someone has to take some kind of matters into their own hands,
right?
Not the face.
I would hope someone would just walk up to him and just punch him in his throat, because I think that would feel
good. That's your go-to move lately.
Yeah, I prefer that. Punch it in the face? No, punch him in the throat, because you're a disgusting person.
So you got that, and then you got O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this fool, and I say that literally. I mean, I can't even believe it. But yet I can, because it's O.J. Simpson. But like you said, he had like a million followers. Once he got back on social media, everybody was following him on Twitter. And I guess he just figures once you get away with murder, you can do and say whatever the hell you want. And there's no big deal. Because he first starts out with his daughter shooting a video of him with a hospital mask on and his golf clothes. And he's got all these dollar 20s and all this different currency out on the table, and he's spraying it with disinfectant, basically saying you can never be too careful with all the money I won on the golf course today, while he's wearing gloves. He's wearing gloves and a hospital mask, and he's spraying down money he won on the golf course, and he thinks that's funny. But he didn't stop there, because then he tweets out a picture of him in the white Bronco being chased by multiple squad cars and posts, trying to stay away from that COVID-19.
God. Unbelievable.
I mean, I heard throwing caution to the wind, but you don't just... I mean, you've gotten to the point where you just don't give anything anymore, no. Right? You're just doing whatever.
I mean, this guy has always been ahead of the game on trying to make money post-retirement. Let's be real. I mean, we know that he's mocked videos in the past because he knew that those videos that he was recording looking at stuff on his property would actually sell, despite it not being around the time of the case. I remember him doing this way back in the day, way before. I mean, this guy's always been an attention guy since day one. And now people just give him the love. I mean, 938,000 followers. This guy joined less than a year ago.
Yeah.
Literally less than a year ago, yeah. He joined Twitter. And he's already got almost a million followers. So you guys, you know, I'm guilty. I had to see what the craziness, and then I just got sick of it because it was just... it was just ridiculous.
It really is.
And his daughter apparently is shooting this, right?
He even said, she goes, Dad, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he's, I'm spraying down all the money that I won. You never be too careful. He's got gloves on and a hospital mask. Come on, man. I mean, at a certain point, all the people, the million or whoever you are, I mean, how sick do you have to be that you're going to continue to follow this dude after what you know? Basically, whether he actually committed the crime or not, he did enough to where you know.
He even, on one of them, he said, I heard today that, I think it was either, he said, either six or eight GMs are looking to sign Tom Brady. Well, I think all of those general managers are dumb. No, I think you're dumb. You're dumb.
Yeah, to me, that's absolutely ludicrous. But I guess he's going to do exactly, you know, what he's going to do regardless. And again, when you get to the point where, you know, you just don't care because you've gotten away with murder.
Yeah.
You got away with too much to now where you just might as well just, you know, roll with it.
What, man, I feel like this is just an absolute...
I know there's people out there worrying about the stock market too. And obviously this was something that was going to follow something of this magnitude. But it'll be back. It'll bounce back. You know what? You just got to roll with it. Just like be patient. Just like with everything else that we're dealing with right now with this situation, it's a little different than if you're a mom and pop store down the street that's staying afloat based on, you know, daily customers. It's one thing if you're Starbucks, let's put it that way, when we said they might be considering not letting patrons into the Starbucks and just only app orders and drive through. It's another thing if you're a mom-and-pop coffee shop and you rely on those customers every morning.
That's
to come
tough.
In and eat breakfast and get coffee and do those things, and suddenly because of all of this, they're not going out anymore.
Yeah, see, that's the people I hurt for. They're going to have tough times more than anybody else. I mean, I'm not going to lie. One of my favorite bars is like a little family, like a mom and a son, and they always make these amazing fajita tacos within the bar. That's their business. They make a living off a tiny taco stand within a bar, and they've been doing it for years. And now no one's even coming close to them right now because of fear. Like, that's just...
Sure.
California State Athletic Commission has canceled all events in the month of March, so boxing and MMA will take a hit there. I know there's a New York event for the UFC next month where Khabib is supposed to defend his title against Tony Ferguson. That probably looks like it's...
I've seen top-ranked boxing say that they're going to have the actual boxing matches without fans in the stands. We'll see if that holds true, because based on all of the actions today and around sports today, I think people are having a change of heart, second thoughts, and they're going to make different decisions. Because, look, to be honest with you, after that Board of Governors call last night, the plan was, and Tillman Fertitta even said as much, the plan coming off that phone call yesterday afternoon was, we're going to proceed as usual. We're going to start proceeding as quickly as possible with games without fans in the stands, but we're going to finish out the regular season schedule. And that was the plan until Rudy Gobert, until that Thunder game last night. And then Adam Silver at least had the wherewithal and the intestinal fortitude to go, you know what? I've got to change that decision. I got to do something right now for the benefit of not only the sport and the league. I got to do it for the benefit of society. We've got to do something right now, and he did.
But Joel, he may be doing this he's not doing this without any pressure.
No, of course not.
According to Adrian Wojnarowski, Wojbaum here, NBA owners are encouraging of Commissioner Adam Silver to reevaluate the league's suspension in 30 days. Sources tell ESPN league is expected to make a formal announcement on an initial timetable soon.
But that also, Nick, falls right into place.
Owners
want
to play.
But sure, and I understand that. But it also falls into place with the plan that I put in place. Scrap the rest of the regular season. Get ready for the playoffs. The playoffs, assuming everything goes as what everybody hopes in terms of getting this virus under control, in 30 days, it would be perfectly set up for the playoffs to start almost on time. Because as Cuban said last night in the interview he did courtside, the league has said that they will allow teams to practice and stay together, and they actually encourage team activities because they may, in certain cases, be quarantined to continue to stay game ready. So I understand the owners are still thinking about the almighty dollar, but they are in the best situation of all the leagues and the NCAA and everything else, because all they got to do is, sure, they're going to forfeit the rest of the regular season and they'll have to give some money back. But when you talk about team by team in the playoffs gaining about $15 million a game for games played in the playoffs, and you can start them on time, I think that it'll work out the best for this league.
This might be a worse hit than the NBA lockout that the Junkyard Dog, who joined us yesterday, by the way, in studio. You can catch that podcast. Mario Eli joined us in studio. Mm-hmm. They may have taken a hit similar to this. It may be worse. It may be not as bad, but Mario Eli was there when it was just a 50-game season.
The year the Spurs won it.
The San Antonio Spurs won the championship. Yep. There was a big lockout. And I asked him this question. I said, hey, you guys experienced shorter seasons before. The Rockets are at 64 games right now. Why not end the season? Okay. And then in the event everything is eradicated, resume the postseason. That's basically what Adam Silver is doing. I mean, it happened the very next day. But you kind of have to take that in effect. And look, if it's just the fans attending, it shouldn't be, numbers-wise, as big as a hit as the NBA lockout. Because when they had a 50-game season, there was no fans, there was no TV, there was no games played, there was no ticket sales, there was no nothing. At least here, you've got the TV revenue dollars in the event you can get past this.
As you and I talked about yesterday, too, I pointed out that from the standpoint of revenues, your biggest revenue generators are in-arena, ticket sales, radio and television advertising, and corporate sponsorships, right? So when you look at all those things being considered, you may give up. And in the point you're making, you lost 30-some-odd games. Here you're losing 18 or less. You're losing in arena if you continue to do it without fans, if you were going to do that, but you would still maintain television, radio.
Yeah.
And that revenue was coming in. So it's not a complete loss.
Right.
And you assume that if this thing is going to go forward and they're going to get control of the virus, that for the playoffs, I would assume the plan is that fans would be allowed in the building again. But that's still up in the air. But even if it's not, you don't think TV ratings are going to go through the roof because everybody wants to see these games? Sports is back. And it's the playoffs. And the matchups are going to be great. You don't think people are going to want to watch that?
Yeah. I mean, it may not be as big. Now, obviously, the league lost some money because your boy, Daryl Morey, had a...
My boy.
Your boy, your favorite boy, Daryl Morey, had an unbelievable tweet about China. But still, I mean, it's not as bad in terms of... But back then, I mean, they weren't seeing those China revenue dollars in 1998-99 like they are now, right?
Well, once they got Yao, they were rolling in it.
Right. Yeah. Well, when was his first year though?
I think 98-99 was not Yao. No, Yao was later.
That was after that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was the Spurs year. So that
2002, so that was 4 or 5 years after.
You're still dealing with
the
Stevie Francis
You're not getting that China revenue like you were.
Right.
You weren't. You just
think about what a bad year it's been for the NBA too. Cuz you know, now you got this. You had Kobe passing, you had David Stern passing, you had the whole entire incident you're talking about with Hong Kong and China, you had all the lost revenue because of that. It's been a tough year. Now, I'm not going to go to the point of LeBron saying 2020 just sucks.
Yeah, well, I think a little bit was in reference to Kobe passing away and stuff like that. So, you know, I think he was like kind of sad. I mean,
I get it. There's a different way to
I would agree with that. It looks like Rudy Gobert took to social media for the first time with a little bit of an apology. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but I want to thank
Let's save it. We'll get it after the break because we're right up against it. So we'll get that coming up next. Rudy Gobert has spoken and speaks about what has just happened in the last 24 hours. We'll get to that. Before we get to that, we'll get to this. If you guys are out there, you men I'm talking to, and you're just feeling lethargic, you don't have the energy you once had, you need the energy for your kids, your family, or maybe you even need a little extra energy in the bedroom, there's only one place to go. It's Apollo Men's Health. I believe in these guys because I know that their hearts are in it and they truly care about their customers. Apollo Men's Health is not just another testosterone therapy clinic. They're people that care about making you feel better and have better results on a day-to-day basis. In addition to the traditional methods of injections for testosterone and other things, Apollo Men's Health also offers cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy. It reduces your weekly visits, but it maintains your overall wellness in a more convenient way for you on the go. They also offer body composition analysis, HGH peptide therapy, all to increase your overall quality of life. Remember, your health is your wealth, so invest in yourself. Call 832-664-9966, or you can go to their website, apollomh.com. You can book your first appointment right there online. And I'm telling you, you walk in, if you don't want to be seen in the waiting room, they'll put you in an exam room so you have privacy. If you don't mind it, but you want to be treated with some kid gloves because you're a little uncomfortable, hey, they're going to offer you Gatorade and water and make sure that they treat you more like family than anybody that's coming in for the first time. Most major insurance accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. Check them out. It's Apollo Men's Health.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back in the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Nick in for Barry, Tyler in for Nick. We appreciate you guys and everybody as we roll on The Usual Suspects on a very unusual day with the coronavirus taking front and center priority over everything else. And oh, looky, fellas, I didn't say he was a leader, And better late than never. But a minute ago, the NCAA and their president, Mark Emmert, and the Board of Governors issued a statement that they have canceled the Division I men's and women's 2020 basketball tournaments, as well as all remaining winter and spring NCAA championships.
What is he going to do? What is he going to do? Say, no, we're going to continue on with the tournament despite Kansas and Duke being out. We're just going to keep playing. Who cares? Well, he had to.
It says the decision is based on the evolving COVID-19 public health threat, our ability to ensure that events do not contribute to the spread of the pandemic, and the impracticality of hosting such events at any time during this academic year, given ongoing decisions by other entities. So he's basically saying, let me read that again, such events at any time during this academic year, given to ongoing decisions by other entities. So essentially, you were influenced by what other leagues did. Yeah. You couldn't make a decision on your own, and now you're stepping away by canceling the tournament. You're a little late, bro.
It's obvious there was hesitation. I mean, there was a lot of hesitation. Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken so
long.
Money
talks, man.
For sure. It motivates,
this is what we continue to talk about, is the fact that you want to say that you're doing all these things for the right reasons to do things the right way, but you're concerned about the money. And that brings me back to what I said in the first hour about Charles Barkley. I love Charles. I think he had a lot of good things to say today on ESPN. But I think the one thing that I would question and push back on him is he said that CBS and TNT should still pay the NCAA $1 billion, even though the tournament should be canceled and if the games weren't played, just to bail out the NCAA. I say absolutely no way. I think that the lawyers for both entities would be all over that going, there is no way. I don't care how rich you think CBS is. I don't think how rich you think TNT is or Turner. There's no way any company is just going to openly give you $1 billion and say, we'll call it good. A million, maybe.
A billion, that's a whole different dynamic, man. Yeah. It's getting to the, I think it's all safe to say $1 million is almost not life-changing money anymore because you don't know how long. $1 billion, that's life-changing money.
Right, for several years.
Give me $1 million. It'll change my life.
It'll change your life, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're good. You're not good for the rest of your life on $1 million.
That's true. That's very true.
You're not. Unless you're smart and you know how to invest and you still have to be super savvy. That's not, dude, life is so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I don't want kids. It's like $1 million a month just for one freaking kid. And obviously, that's an exaggeration, but I'm saying, dude, $1 million doesn't go anyway. So for me, as a big company, to write $1 billion check, God.
Taylor's going to have some things to say to you. Just to let you
Taylor.
Know.
Well, you know what? Taylor. Yeah. Taylor.
You say something like that, and there's going to be some pushback.
Look, at least.
Well, sorry, continue your point.
No, I was just going to say, Taylor, at least she knows what the Toyota virus is, so it's all
That's good. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, so with March Madness being canceled, what does this say about XFL still continuing to play games?
How are you traveling tomorrow, bro?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to disparage them in any way, but I don't think seeing the level of, like, kind of, I guess, devastation of all these leagues, how do you think that you can continue to play games?
And here's the thing, Tyler, because we talked about, like, whose leagues are in the ideal situation. We talked about how the NBA could solve this problem. We talked about the NFL being in the super ideal position of not having to worry about it because their training camps and everything are so far down the road. If you're the XFL, you're 5 games into a 10-game season. So you got a month and a week left and then playoffs. And you're not pressing up against the NFL until camps open at the end of July, and you're still not really pressing up against them. You have time. If you got to postpone a game or two, it behooves you to do so because it's a really, really bad look. If you're the only league dangling in the wind, threatening, basically throwing it out there, we're still playing, we don't know. And we talked about what the NCAA didn't do. And we talked about all the different conferences that were still traveling their teams and having them take the floor before we got a final decision last minute to pull the plug. It's a bad look.
It really is. It really is. The hesitation, it was apparent with the way he was moving. So it obviously came to a decision where he had to just, he was forced to make it. I mean, maybe it's a good sign that if he can somehow resume this tournament in 30 days, it may be a good sign that the owners of the NBA is trying to encourage the commissioner.
You're talking about silver. I mean, Tyler's talking about, we're talking about just from an Oliver Luck XFL perspective. I know you need the money. I know you need the revenue. And it's a, let's be clear,
for
too.
Them,
there is no private ownership group. The league owns all the teams this year. So it has to come from them. But they have to see that everything that has gone around them in sports today alone and say, we have to do the right thing here.
Leagues 10 times the size, 100 times the size of yours are canceling everything. Like, it makes no sense.
Now, the XFL is officially owned, what, 50% by the WWE and 50% by NBC? Is that how it works? How is the ownership work?
I thought it was entirely sure by that. Vince McMahon and the WWE.
Well, the WWE and then is owned by him.
Then they probably, yeah, and then they probably worked out the television deal with all the different entities. I don't know that I didn't know that NBC might have ownership in the league.
Alpha Entertainment LLC, which is owned by Vince McMahon.
Yeah. So it's
100%
him.
By WWE because he could fund it himself.
Right.
But they got to make this kind of decision, and this isn't an AAFL situation. This is one where you have to make the right decision here and do the right thing. You just have to. And like I said, there's still time for you to finish your season out, assuming that again that. You know, the medical minds get their arms around this thing and they can control it at a certain point in the near future. I would believe that they still have ample time to be able to finish the league, not contradict anything the NFL is doing or compete with them, and still be able to finish it because it's only 5 games left as opposed to baseball just getting underway.
Right. And they've already made their decision. I don't know. See, again, I reiterate the fact that the XFL, it's harder for them to make that decision than anybody else. And the NHL is another league I would chalk that up to because it's just too difficult to be that small. And again, I'm not defending it. You know how I feel about it. I think they should make the decision. But it was nice knowing Tyler, though. You know?
So, after flying commercial, Tyler, and then having people...
Commercial flying to New York...
Into a massive airport germs.
Were you flying commercial normally, though?
The first away game, like going to Tampa, we were on the charter with the team.
Okay.
And then for this game, they are taking the precaution, air quotes, to put non-essential team and front office
personnel
on a charter or
on a commercial flight. So you're flying commercial... With a plane full of achoos and Mark Berman's. And then you're going to be in an airport with some of the most
grossest humans known to man
in New Yorkers. Then you're going to be taking public transportation, I would assume, to get to wherever you're staying. Yeah, it's been nice knowing
you. Yeah, I think I saw somebody had some rundown, and it was tips to avoid coronavirus. Or places to avoid, and at the top of it is Uber, and that's the only way to get around on these road trips.
Yep. Man. So you got Uber, then you got airports, then you got airplanes, then you got hotels. You are just going to be basking in a stew of germs.
XO Holly's already calling me out because I keep putting my hands on my face. I can't help it. I cannot help it.
That's a no-no. You're not supposed to do that.
Your face, your eyes. I even saw one guy... At the Houston Rockets game, he was like, he took his glasses off and he started putting the hand sanitizer all over his glasses. I was like, hey, do what you got to do to take the precaution, man. I'm not mad at you.
Also, a good point to bring up again, as much as people think hand sanitizer is the way to go, they say that there's no substitute for washing. You just have to wash your hands a lot.
I prefer that way more than hand sanitizer.
I do too. And the fact that, again, like we talked about, there is a high premium on trying to find that stuff. Lisa just found online one of the grocery store chains that had Clorox wipes. And as you were kidding with me, but it's true. In our household, you can't live without those Clorox wipes. So I was like, oh, man, we're getting low.
If it's anybody on this planet that's going to find a way to get Clorox wipes, from what I've learned, from what you said, it's going to be Lisa.
No doubt about it.
Update.
Yes.
Apparently, New York is currently doing their press conference for declaring a state of emergency.
But Tyler, state of emergency, that's just for the state.
Yeah, well,
they're not playing in New York.
You're immune to that.
We're not staying in New York.
Yeah, you're immune to that. You're out of the woods, so to speak. You're in good shape. All right, half hour to go on the show. Maybe we'll have another XFL update before the end of the show where we can figure out if Tyler's going to die or if he's going to be safe to stay here in Houston. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
97.5. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Everybody hopefully having a good day, as good as could be expected after all of this coronavirus talk and everything that's going down in sports and otherwise. We've got a half hour to go on the show. We're to turn over the Blitz at 4 o'clock. So this is about the portion of the program. When I remind you, if you missed any portion of today's show, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the suspects at the top of the page. Menu drops down. You can catch up on all the hours you missed while you're there on that front page. You can also follow instructions, download the app, take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another ESPN975 show.
Ding. Ding. Word.
Do it. There, we got it all.
There you go.
Tyler had tweeted this to me during the break, and it's absolutely outstanding, and it shows just what fine people Wisconsinites are. Jay Bowler, who has a blue check, tweeted that the coronavirus report from his friend in Wisconsin, and it says, my dad told me at the Costco in Green Bay, there's plenty of Purell and Clorox wipes, but the beer and wine is completely sold out, which is some classic Wisconsin stuff. It absolutely is, and they know how to handle a pandemic. That's all I'm telling you.
You know what? That's probably the first spot I need to go to after the show. I need to stock up at the liquor store.
Well, Wisconsin, you'll get your ass kicked.
No, the liquor store. Well, oh, I've never been to Wisconsin.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, going to Czechoslovakia is like going to Wisconsin. You can get your ass kicked in Wisconsin. It's a line from the movie Stripes, which I'm sure you're too old, no, young for and have never seen.
Or I might not be too young for it. I just didn't watch it. Because it sounds like a terrible movie.
Tyler, let me ask you something. It's a fantastic movie. Tyler, you seen Stripes?
It's been a while.
It's a great movie, though.
I have seen Stripes, yes.
Yeah, Nick's trying to bash Stripes. Don't bash Stripes.
Any movie that I haven't seen that
Bill
Joel
Murray,
has
John
seen.
Candy.
Yeah, classic.
Get out of here.
Ghostbusters lineup.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis.
Okay. Clearly, Tyler's not helping me, but it's all good.
He saw the movie and I didn't. He saw the movie and I didn't. Have you seen Fast Times yet?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen Fast Times at Ridgemont.
God, man, I'm telling
bro,
you.
Bro, there's a list that he could start mentioning right now, and you would just be yelling at me all the way up until 4 o'clock.
Yep.
There's a big list of movies that I have no business not
okay, let's
not seeing.
Let's just go with one of my favorites, Big Lebowski.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Buck.
Don't negative.
I mean, literally,
Godfather,
Tyler, seriously.
You can
go right down the list.
That's a classic for me.
What was the Porky's? Have you seen Porky's?
Classic. Yep. Nope. Porky's. Breakfast Club.
Absolutely love that movie.
Thank
we talked
God.
About that. You
Thank
asked me
God
that last
you
week.
At least
actually
saw that. Yeah, I did finish. By the way, Tyler, and you might be interested in this too. I think it's on Reels channel on DirecTV and cable. They have a 2-hour special on the making of the Breakfast Club. That was awesome. Like people that were supposed to be in the roles instead of the people that were selected.
Oh,
and
yeah.
John Hughes was a flipping genius. John Hughes, I mean, you think about the run he went on. And what was crazy is he wrote, you know, all these. I was telling Barry, he wrote 16 Candles while he was trying to get Breakfast Club produced in 3 days. On a Friday night, he locked himself in his house with a thermos full of coffee. On Sunday morning, he came out with 16 Candles. And they actually were going to produce that before they produced Breakfast Club. But he went on and did Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Mr. Mom, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles.
Did he do Weird Science too?
Yes, he did Weird Science too, yeah. And also the other people that love him more than anybody else are Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall and all these people. He just kept using
that's
it
how
all
they have money
too. Yeah. Crazy. But that's a really good documentary on the Breakfast Club if you ever get a chance to see it. I have a question for you from a text that we got. A tweet from Underrated Mess. It says that Granato said the XFL doesn't have a TV deal. How could that be possible? He said it could be on the big networks, maybe tough for them. No, they don't have a
local
TV deal.
TV deal.
But they have several national TV deals, right? Because they have ESPN,
FS1,
and
FS1, Fox, and ESPN / ABC.
Right, right. Yeah. So they have four different networks under two different umbrellas. Yeah. So Fox and FS1, ABC, and ESPN.
He's worried about the league. I mean, I think that it's way better run now. I think they're more prepped to handle this. Like, had this happened in 01, that would have just they just would have just made it so much quicker. They would have closed down so much faster. But this, you know what? I have some faith in the XFL. I feel like they might be able to, last it. You know, get through this without going out of business. I have faith in the XFL for sure.
Did you really just tweet out, Tyler, that you've been spelling canceled wrong the whole time?
Is it one L or two L's?
One.
What do you spell it with?
One.
One.
I've always spelled it with two L's.
No, it's one.
Barry would block you.
Well, I'm not going to act like I'm an incredible speller, but yeah, I know for sure it's one.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day, even on a day like this, Tyler. Way to go. All right. With that being said, I cringe at saying this, but we'll do it. Q Ball wants to get in here on the coronavirus. Q, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, you guys know I love listening to your show, but, man, I can't believe you guys are trying to encourage the XFL or influence the XFL to shut down. And I'm really surprised with any coronavirus, you know, because I love listening to you guys. But because you guys have different topics, talk about all kinds of stuff except, you know, besides sports. But you guys are beating this coronavirus to death. I'm surprised there's any left over.
Yeah, well.
You know, I understand this. I know it's a hot topic. I get it. But, man, you guys are better than that. I'll hang up and listen.
Bro.
That's the worst call you've ever had, bro.
I mean, seriously, on a day like today.
Let's just not talk about March Madness getting canceled.
Right. Or
the baseball season.
Delaying baseball season. Or the NBA season suspended. Yeah, let's not talk about
it. Bro, you might need to be better. You might not be allowed to call back the suspects with that disastrous-ass call. Are you kidding me? Number one, we didn't encourage the XFL to go out of business, dummy. Tyler here is employed by them.
We're worried about if he has to travel or not. We're concerned about his health.
You know what? Joel didn't want to take that call. I should have listened to Joel. That's my bad. I feel like Barry now. I should have just said, you know what? We shouldn't have taken that sorry-ass call. But whatever.
Update on my spelling.
Yes. Yes, please.
Past tense. Canceled. CANCELLED. This is according to Google.
Oh, the past tense.
Well, yeah. That's
what's the present tense canceled of canceled, Nick? Canceled?
No, but if you just do cancel, do you spell it with one L or two L's?
I just told you two L's.
You just said it's two L's.
According to Google. Now, then no, there's another...
I said cancel, not canceled. I thought you
no,
were...
No, no. I meant... canceled.
I would have said two L's. Canceled. I thought you said cancel.
I don't think you're getting out of this one. Yeah. Like you said one.
Cancel is one L.
Cancel, yes, but yeah. Canceled yeah. is it could be correct either way.
Right.
So Americans prefer one L, and then British, English, other people spell it with two
fair
L's.
Enough. No, I genuinely thought he said cancel, like not the past.
I'm not buying it. I'm just okay. Letting you know.
Fair enough. It's all good. It's all good. I'm more angry with cue ball than anything else. Do you want to take Jason? No, Jason hasn't been screened yet.
By the way, did you realize, too, one of the things he said is that y'all are beating this coronavirus to death?
Yeah, it was a bad joke, too.
Just dumb, man. Come on, bro. All right, so we'll continue to roll. We've got one. Oh, well, we want to take Jason real quick, or we get him on the flip side? We'll get him on the flip side.
Sure.
We got one segment to go on the show. We're going to put a bow on it next, turn it over to Fred, AJ, Aaron, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. It's all right here on your home for everything Houston sports and the coronavirus, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us along for the ride, especially on a day like today, hanging with us and unraveling all that's unraveled in sports and the world with the coronavirus, NCAA tournament now canceled, all conference tournaments canceled, NBA suspended, NHL suspended,
Q ball is canceled,
MLS suspended, ATP suspended. And with that, it all really came full circle to a big head last night when Rudy Gobert and that situation with OKC and the Jazz happened. And now, Nick, you have said that he came out finally and posted something on social media so that we can hear from him, because the reports from Woj and others said, just like when he was playing around with the media and goofed around about the virus, then touched every microphone and recorder, that he was also doing the same type of things in the locker room with players, articles of clothing and possessions of theirs. And now you get Donovan Mitchell that got it too. And they were saying he was a little bit careless in the locker room as well. So now we hear from Rudy.
Yeah, so the apology was posted on his Instagram account. Obviously, he feels bad about everything. I imagine his social media feeds is absolutely getting just absolutely, he's drilled. Just getting killed.
Yeah, I wouldn't say killed in this case. I'd say drilled.
I want to thank everyone. This is how it reads on his Instagram post. I want to thank everyone for the outpouring of concern and support over the last 24 hours. I have gone through so many emotions since learning of my diagnosis. Mostly fear, anxiety, and embarrassment. But the first and foremost thing is I would like to publicly apologize to the people that I may have endangered. At the time, I had no idea I was even infected. I was careless and make no excuse. And that it goes on, but at the end of the day, he apologized. He obviously feels like crap. I mean, we can pile on him all day considering we're Houston and he's a Jazz player, but he apologizes, and I respect that. At least, you know, had he known...
Last night he was getting crushed, and that was before Donovan Mitchell also tested positive. People on social media last night were having a field day saying whatever they wanted to Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. I mean, thankfully he didn't know, because if he did know, that would have been borderline criminal.
Yeah, you're right. Especially if, you know, God forbid, but especially if something happens to somebody that got the virus, and then they start tracing it back to how they could have gotten the virus... and it gets traced back to him, man. I mean, that's a tough deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he came out. Hopefully he recovers well. I think he'll be fine. He's obviously in the league. He's healthy. He's proactive. He's always exercising. He's always playing basketball. So
he's in great shape. You know, there's a lot of people that came to his defense this morning, Ramona Shelburne and Stephen A. Smith and others, saying what a great dude he is. Look, no one's denying you're a great dude. And I'm sure he meant no harm and thought he was just trying to be playful and funny. But then, lo and behold, things happen.
Yeah, and had he not got diagnosed, you know what? We probably wouldn't be hammering him about this. I mean, the reason why that video was resurfaced, because it was on Twitter 2 or 3 days
prior. 2 days
prior.
Ago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The reason why it got resurfaced is because he had the positive test. Had he not had the positive test, the media would not have, you know, recirculated that video into Twitter. But that's the way it works around here, man. So, and everybody does say he's a good guy. Like, every indicator that I've... Yep. Heard and talked.
This is a guy that cried when he didn't make the All-Star team because it meant so much to him. Yeah. So it's hard to crap all over him. But you, even still, though, when you're dealing with something that's as unknown as this, and what we don't, you know, medical, the most brilliant minds in the medical profession don't know exactly what we're dealing with completely yet. They're trying to get their arms around it. So, you know, you got to just be a little smarter than that. But obviously, lesson learned, and hopefully, no harm done, as you hope he and Donovan Mitchell and everybody else that's contracted and test positive can find a way to, you know, survive this and move on. We had a text message that said, this morning, Granato said the XFL allowed free broadcast of their product to get viewers and attempt to grow the league. So if they cancel the games, they'll fold. I don't think there's any way a startup league, no matter how much money Vince McMahon has, that's just going to give away the games to Fox and to ABC ESPN. I just can't see that, whether it be a fee involved or the fact that you're going to retain the advertising pods, the commercial breaks, so you can sell to advertisers. Right?
That doesn't seem like...
It doesn't seem feasible.
A smart business move at all that a known businessman like Vince McMahon is. Like, there's no way he would do something like that.
He's going to have to make a decision at some point, obviously. Obviously. Do you want to take this call, Jason?
Well, you could go 2 for 2 on calls today, but we can.
Oh, yeah, the first one was my bad. I'll take the blame for this.
Jason, what's up?
Jason wants to talk UFC. Welcome to the program, man.
Hey, man. How's it going, man?
What's up, man?
Man, my question is just following up regarding the topic I just covered about Vince McMahon, man. Well, that guy is definitely taking 2 big L's. One with XFL and the other one with WrestleMania. You know that's going to be canceled. But my main concern, man, is this Khabib-Tony Ferguson's fight, man. That would be the third time they canceled the fight? I just want to know what your guys think, man. I hang up and listen.
Well, if anything, that benefits Tony because he's the one that's been so injury prone and having a, you know, having these situations. Look, they obviously don't want that fight to be canceled, but the UFC is in a fight-by-fight situation because the next two fights are not even in the United States. They first got to go to Brazil, then they got to go to the United Kingdom. They're going to have to address, both of those are smaller fights, but they're going to have to address those accordingly. You know, United Kingdom and Brazil, those are two different dynamics when it comes down to the coronavirus. They're going to have to, you know, different laws and everything. Now, then they come back to Cleveland, March 28th at the end of this month. And then they're scheduled to fight in Portland. And then at the end of next month is when the Khabib fight happens at Barclays Center, April 18th. So how many days does that give them? A little over a month, Joel. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A month and 4 days before the big Khabib fight. So maybe, just maybe. We know the NBA is hopeful.
Yeah.
But just maybe.
Everybody you see, I think the low end is they're starting with 2 weeks. And then from there, it's either 30 or 60 days, depending on the league or the sport and what they're dealing with in terms of scheduling. So we'll see what happens. And then with the baseball announcement, you've got a lot coming in too. Now, according to Allison Footer, Yankees manager Aaron Boone said that the team's going to remain in Florida for now, work out without games, and dealing with the postponement of the schedule. He said it's a unique situation that's bigger than baseball. You want to be doing your part on behalf of the world. We'll be cooperative and try to play our part the best we can. If you're not playing games, I mean, I don't know if it's best that you stay as a unit and as a team in Florida, or you allow your guys to take care of their families and be with their families, because that's the most important thing, right?
You know, Jeff Green wants to do that, right?
He really did. He stated it, and he stated it
He's
well.
He's like, I don't care about this game called basketball, bro. I've got kids.
Yep.
And you know what? A lot of people are good. I don't think he's the only one that's taking that, you know, that has that mentality in the NBA. I'm sure there's other players that have the same situation.
There's nobody that's mad at Jeff Green for saying that, because you may have people trying to say the right thing for the benefit of a team or a league, but at the end of the day, it all starts and ends with your loved ones and your family first, and that's...
So I got to ask you, does this hurt this situation more for Daryl Morey, considering he's kind of responsible for losing a lot of money, not only on this Rocket squad, but the entire NBA. Now, it's not his fault. It's kind of a...
Yeah, this one's not his fault. So it's...
But it's they're hurting now, even more than they already were.
Yeah, but at the same time, look, I think whatever animosity there is towards Daryl Morey is going to be there regardless of what happened with the coronavirus, because we talked about the fact that he didn't know what he was doing and the impact it would have when he sent the initial tweet. When Adam Silver comes out and says, look, due to the relationship or lack of thereof of a relationship with China, the league has probably suffered in the range of $200 million or more in lost revenue. That can be directly associated to his tweet.
Sure.
And then when the Rockets, as a team, lost their sponsorships with Asian-based companies to the tune of about $7 or $8 million, and then you start doing, like I said, the math in terms of what are we paying him per year? What does he cost us locally? What's the league saying that they're down locally, which is all revenue lost throughout the league? I'm sure he doesn't have a lot of great friends in the league right now. I'm sure there's a lot of animosity with a lot of people that are going, whether you screwed me on a trade or not, this right here, you're not the most popular guy in the room.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what the conversations are like, because if you are Tillman Fertitta, in a way, I feel like, don't you kind of have to bite your tongue? Yeah, that he's the reason why he calls all that money, but we both agreed that if he fired him specifically for that tweet, then Tillman Fertitta would have the bad look. Then Adam Silver would have the bad look, because it was really, it's something we as Americans kind of believe in. His tweet wasn't like it was egregious. It was just bad for business.
Exactly. There was a line drawn in the sand about, is he right? Probably. But is he playing the game correctly as an NBA employee with all the revenue streams generated from China?
Do you think he expected that? He's smarter than he knows not to play the game. You think maybe he didn't. Maybe, I mean, it's so easy to look back in retrospect and say that was a dumbass decision.
Let me just explain this though to you, because again,
like how dumb would Rudy Gobert look right now had he not been diagnosed for a positive test?
But every situation is different, Nick, because I can tell you this. You got to think of the circumstances. You always think you're playing the game, and a lot of times you think you're playing the game the way it's supposed to be played when working for an organization or understanding their beliefs and disbeliefs. But, you know, every situation is different, and sometimes you think you're doing something totally harmless that's just another average everyday tweet or action, and then you realize after the fact, oh, God. I mean, to be honest with you, it's like when Les Alexander bought the team and everything like that. You didn't have any idea early on that Nancy Alexander, his wife at the time, was the president of PETA. So you didn't know that all of a sudden when you said, I'd love to have a big steak, or didn't have a problem with the NBA playing with leather basketballs, that suddenly you could be facing some trouble because there are people in the organization that think totally different than you because of their beliefs.
I know he has a history, and I know there's probably certain members in the NBA that probably are not big fans, but I just thought I'd get your thoughts on that. I thought that was interesting because obviously it hasn't been a good year for the NBA,
no,
let alone some of these other leagues.
Let alone Daryl Morey. All right, so that's a good way to wrap it up. Appreciate you again today, Nick. We'll be back tomorrow on an FEF Friday. Tyler, thank you so much for your efforts. And hopefully you guys will stick around because the Blitz is coming up next. Much more to talk about on your way home. It is for Nick and Tyler, Joel here saying goodnight, everybody. Have a great evening. Stay tuned for the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
Parts or not.
ESPN 97.5.